Ghost Stories Online.
Picture this, you're sitting all alone, it's late at night, you're at a bus stop waiting for that bus to come, and you start hearing screaming, yelling, almost violent noises from inside of the abandoned building that sits in front of you. It's all boarded up. There's no one, no human that should be in there. And you know there is no human in there, but these noises continue to come from within the boarded up walls. That's precisely what happens in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. A building with a nefarious history, including murder, and the sounds that still emanate from it. If you want to hear the full story, become an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com and help keep us on the air. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. All the while I sat there, I heard nonstop arguing. After a while, it began to grate on my nerves, and I started looking around trying to figure out who and where the heck these people were. Across the street from me was a business that had closed. Diagonally to the left of me was an occupied home, but I never saw anyone outside. The voices were too close to be coming from there. Across the street from me on the left was another business that had closed earlier. I was on what is considered to be a main street, but it isn't as heavily traveled as others. Cars are passing through from time to time, but there wasn't a single soul in any of the yards, in front of the elderly complex, or out on the street, except me. By now, I knew I was hearing three distinct voices. They were male, two of them. They switched between calm, pleading, or anger. The third voice was just plain angry. I could hear all of them going back and forth, and I couldn't understand a single word they were saying. They were loud enough to hear, but kind of muted, mumbling at the same time. The only thing I deciphered for sure was the tone of their voices. Out of curiosity, I walked partially around the corner of the building to see if the men were over there. The sidewalk was empty as far as I could see. I came back around to the front of the building, and that's when I heard a faint bump. My eyes went right to those boarded-up windows. I don't know that my eyes would go anywhere at that point. I think my feet would be doing a lot of the action and just going. The story continues on quite a bit from there. Find out exactly where it leads, what is discovered in the abandoned building, who is discovered. I don't know if who's the right word, though. I don't know if it is a who or if it's something that ever walked the earth. It's a creepy, creepy story. Sign up to get the full thing and all 136 EPP bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online at ghostpodcast.com. When you become an EPP, you get all those episodes, you support the show, you help keep us on the air. $5 a month is all we ask. Get all that access. And your support goes a long ways to allowing us to do this show for you all throughout the year. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Thanks for your support.